Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
Welcome, all of you. I appreciate you as well as the staff in front of me. I want you to put your hands together so I can know you're in here because you guys are so awesome. I do have the greatest staff on planet Earth. Again, I say my staff only fights poverty. They don't fight anything else but poverty on the phone in front of me. I'm very grateful for every last one of them. Even you who are watching me online and even you who are listening to me, there are people that I know personally from Tennessee to Indianapolis to different countries who have never missed a phone call. So won't you clap for them too? That is awesome. Only one announcement today because I need as much time as I can possibly get. There is a website, THEATSJR. Are you on your laptop? Can you do me a favor? And actually, in fact, no, don't mind. I'll get a tip. Tip is you to drop some comments on what I am announcing. Give shoot online that website. TheATSJR.com is where we are. And so please go to that website. But listen, when you get to the website, go to the free content tab. That is vital. There's free content there. Go to that free content tab, and you can get over $200 worth of free information and free sources. Do yes, please, clap for that. That's a big deal. There's so much there that you can have. You can have it for free. You can have it. You can have it. You can have it. Also, if you go to the courses tab on that website, one of those courses are for charge. The other one, which is of equal price, is absolutely free. It's called Plant Better Financial, in which I literally help you become a financial juggernaut. And if you just listen to at least 3 days, and that is 9 weeks total, you will change the quality of your life immediately. It is free of charge, a $195 course. For free, please, theatsjr.com. Look at the courses tab to get a free course. Look at the free content tab to get free coaching. It's all of yours now. Let us get into this phone call. Today, I want to talk to you about how to use the law of attraction. Don't miss this. Don't sleep on this. The problem with life and the blessing with life is you are God of choice. You're also God of your reality. Now, and I know that kind of hurts a little bit to religious people, and people get mad at me all the time, but don't forget I subscribe to some of the same religions in which you guys do too. My degrees are even in there. So I'm not bashing your religion. I'm telling you that you are also made in his image if you are a Christian. So what I'm saying is actually absolutely orthodox. The law of attraction is real. Just like the law of gravity, it's the law of attraction is secondary to the law of vibration. The law of vibration is the actual law. The law of attraction is the side effect of the law of vibration. What does that mean? That means everything is emotion. What does that mean? Now, that's covering all of last week when I told you understanding it, so I can tell you this here. So if you look here on the board, I forgot I had a phone attached to my ear. If you can see me on the board, I'm going to draw for you a subparticle, looks like this with its nucleus, and then you'll have certain electrons around it, charge. This, look at this, this right here. If you're on the phone and you can't see it, Google subparticle image. Look at that. Look at this right here. This subparticle is everything that you're looking at right now. You don't know it, but your subconscious mind is so smart. It understands that it's built your entire living room, your entire phone, your entire reality, your entire car, your entire Wi-Fi signal. Looks like this. Just many of these in certain arrangements. What am I trying to tell you? Everything is energy. Everything in your reality is just one think. Here's what's wonderful about that. You get everything in your life from this piece of energy. Here's what's terrible about that. You get everything in your life from this piece of energy. Your entire life is coming from this. Your entire life is coming from energy. Your entire life. You see what I said? Your entire life is coming from energy. This is why they're trying to do the Big Bang. This is why they're doing the particle colliding. This is why they have to theorize the God particle and all that stuff. Everything in your life is energy. You may think you are a human being, in which you are, but you are a source of great energy wrapped up into what you are, and they just happen to call you Deanna. They happen to call you Grace. They happen to call you Tony. The deal is, all of us comes from this. Everything on planet Earth comes from this. We all come from one place. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. Your religion tells you the same thing. Your science tells you the same thing. Everything existed in one place at one time and then spread out. If you are of Christian theology, then it says that whatever you do unto me, you do unto the others, because we're all connected. That's actually called entanglement. My marker's running out. Entanglement. You can look at it, and I'm actually writing with a bad hand, I see. Entanglement. Put the type on. Give me another marker. That's okay. Entanglement is what they're called. That means everything is still connected. So I'm going to give you five things. Based upon every single thing that I just said right now, I'm going to give you five things that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about them pretty slowly, and we're going to make everything work. Number one, you attract good or bad experiences through your thoughts. Okay? Now don't miss this. Let's do a review real quick. Look at the board or listen to me as I talk about the board. I just drew a subparticle. Does everybody see the subparticle? You attract good or bad experiences from this. Listen to me. Your entire life experience is this one energy. And this subparticle, this piece of energy, then creates your entire reality, which I'll explain here in a second. Everything good in your life comes from this. Everything bad in your life comes from this. It comes from one place. Does that just make sense? Does that not? Okay, I'll give it to you in spirituality terms. This is God. Everything comes from God. Did that help you now? Now, I'm not trying to say your God is a subparticle. I just changed the words for you. It's the same thing. One thing, one place, whether it be energy or God, depending on which circle you roll in, everything in your life comes from that one source. There's a source. And reality comes from that source. Is that fair? No matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter what philosophy or theology field you subscribe to, or you're atheist or not, everybody pretty much believes something comes from somewhere. Because if it exists, where did it come from? If you track it back to where that came from, and then where that came from, and then where that came from, and then where that came from, you only get to something. Some people want to call it God. Some people want to call it the Big Bang. Some people want to call it randomness. I don't care what you call it. That's not the point of this class, this phone call. This, good or bad, everything comes from another. Does that make sense? This means when you create a thought, you get what you think. Everybody write that down. When you create a thought, that is what you get. Everybody got that? Now, somebody who's as smart as me just went, well, hold on. Well, I don't have $1 million I've been asking for. Okay, everybody in front of me was like, well, you know what? Since you're talking about it, I just want to let you know that that's, you know, I mean, I'm with you, but you don't sound like you're telling the truth right now, because I ain't got this $1 million or the six figures I've been asking for since I started my first network marketing company. Okay, then. All right, then. I'm going to explain to you why that happens. For the rest of this class, you are going to be absolutely liberated. Your attention creates your reality. Write that down. You're going to hear it over and over and over for this whole Plant Better phone call. Your attention creates your reality, or your energy creates your reality, or your observation creates your reality, or your thoughts create your reality. They're all the same thing. For this phone call, I'm going to say attention, because everybody understands attention. Go. You got a question.
Creates your reality.
Your attention creates your reality is what you need to write down. Now, all these things are becoming interchangeable now, because I'm going to explain them all. Attention, and the way I'm using it, I'm actually saying consciousness creates reality, but that's on a quantum physics level, which is the only thing we're going to talk about, because that is the law of vibration, law of attraction. However, I'm simplifying it for an overall audience, saying whatever your attention goes, that's what you're going to get. That's what I'm getting ready to get to. So I'm breaking the big, thick talk down to the word attention. Got it? Your attention creates your reality. I'll explain it in a second. You got a question.
So what you focus on expands.
Not only does what you focus on expand, the expansion can't happen until you focus. I'll explain. So here's why you don't have that $1 million you keep asking for. Because now this is a scientific fact. Quantum physics says that consciousness creates reality, or reality can't exist without mind entering into it. Please, if you don't write it down, at least listen to it. Reality cannot exist unless consciousness enters into it. You can Google Schrodinger's cat. He's one of the founding fathers of quantum physics, and there's a whole thing about that double slit experiment, all this here. The mere fact that your mind enters the space, this is how that space was created. You can see this in the movie Matrix, The Matrix. You can also see it in your Bible if you're a Christian. So as the man thinketh, so is he. Whatever you ask of me, ask, believe, and receive. Seek, and the door will be open. Right? All these things. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to get theological here. I'm just trying to explain on everybody's platform. What does that mean? Back to this subparticle. This subparticle could be anything on planet Earth. It exists in this way. You have two different forms of energy. You have a wave, or you have a particle. That is it. There's no other form of energy on planet Earth. There's nothing that exists. There's only two forms of energy. Wave or particle. In a wave, there are infinite possible outcomes where the particle can exist. So this wave equals infinity. This particle equals one. I'm getting ready to tell you how to use the law of attraction. Here's what I'm saying. In a wave, there are infinite possibilities. In a particle, there's just one definite one. Does that make sense? All right, great. So I erase this here, make this very simple for you. Let us go. Do you know why you can't get that $1 million you keep thinking of? Because all of your reality is powered by your subconscious. Write this down. Your entire reality is powered by your subconscious. Everybody on the phone, unless you're driving, write this down. Your entire reality is powered by your subconscious. Your entire reality is powered by your subconscious. This means when you want something, it automatically gets edited through your subconscious. Your conscious mind is only doing what your subconscious mind has forced it to do. Write that down. Your conscious mind is only doing what your subconscious mind has forced it to do. Now, I got three things written on this board with handwriting much prettier than mine. Here's how your subconscious works. Three things. You want to write these three things down. Your subconscious, your current reality. Okay, what did I just say? I said your reality only exists because your subconscious created it. Did everybody catch that? Write that down if you didn't catch it. Your reality exists. This particle is your reality. But your subconscious made this particle look whatever the way you wanted it to look. Your reality only exists how your subconscious told it to create it. Please write that down. You have in your life what your subconscious wanted you to have. I don't care how egotistical you are, how many affirmations you say you do. I don't care how much Bible you read. I don't care how much of a nice person you are on the outside. You only have in this reality what your subconscious mind told this particle to become. Now watch this here. I see some confusion. It ain't that much confusing. Three different ways. Your current reality is based on three things. Number one, the story you are telling yourself and other people. Write that down. Your current reality is created on three things. The story you are telling yourself and other people. Let me stop right here and just tell you guys while you're writing this down. If you're on Facebook, search in your Facebook search bar, ATS, Winners Circle, and you can find a group which of all the people that I mentor around the world, and I'm sure they're sharing notes and making comments somewhere in there, or they will have their notes in there. It is a community of people who build one another. You can get in there, obviously for free, because Facebook is free. Your current reality is based on three things. The story you tell yourself and the story you tell others. Number two, your limiting beliefs. Your limiting beliefs. Number three, your judgments and fear of consequences. Your current reality is built off three things. The story you tell yourself and other people, your limiting beliefs, and your judgments and fear of consequences. Did I make sense to everybody? So what did I say creates your reality? What's those three things in one word? Subconscious. So what I just gave to you for the first time probably ever for most of you is I just showed you what your subconscious looks like. I just showed it to you right there. Those three things. If you change those three things, you change your subconscious. Has anybody ever wondered that? How can I change my subconscious? How can I talk to my subconscious? I just gave it to you right there. I just gave it to you with those three things. You want to change your subconscious? You want to change your subconscious? Change how you talk to yourself and other people. Change your limiting beliefs. And change your fear of reaction from other people. In circumstances. Every single thing in your reality is created by your subconscious. This one particle has stepped out of a waveform of infinite possibilities and went into one definite possibility. Now, listen to this next sentence. That means every good book you read, every positive book you read, every self-help book you read, every scripture you read, every word out of my mouth from this Plant Better phone call is all being edited through your subconscious. Your reality is edited. Listen to me. No, that's a breakthrough moment. Your reality is edited. You're only getting what your subconscious, so your subconscious says, the book says you can be a millionaire. When it gets to your subconscious is going to say, yeah, yes, we are, or no, that's not working for us. I tried that before. I'm black. We don't do that. I don't know millionaires. Your book is going to say, we can lose weight. Your subconscious is going to say, nah, I'm not giving up chicken. Come on, somebody help me out. You understand what I'm saying? So everything that you're putting inside your mind is being edited by your subconscious. Whatever your subconscious edits it as, that's your reality. So if you keep wondering why you don't have that $1 million, you keep speaking out of desire, it is because your subconscious is editing your reality. Ooh, everybody got that. I saw that. Everybody got that. All three of these things give you a great idea of what you keep in your subconscious. Ask yourself, what are my limiting beliefs? How do I feel about other people thinking about me? How do I feel about if I do this and the consequences of it? How do I feel about what do I tell others about me? If you guys are always apologizing for everything, ooh, I dropped the pen, I'm so sorry. Your subconscious is editing your confidence, and you can't get a reality that leads you to have a confident life. You can only get a reality that reinforces your non-confidence, because your subconscious needs to be right. And so inferior things that make you intimidated have to show up, or you're going to be crazy. Because if it don't show up, then you're not smart. So I'm not going to teach you anything about manifesting. I will not teach you a single thing about manifesting your reality. You know why? Because all of you are genius manifestors. You have been manifesting since the day you were born until you got to me right now. I don't need to teach you how to manifest new things out of your reality. Guess what? You've created almost 1 million things before this phone call today. Not yesterday. You literally, every second, you have been manifesting and creating new realities. And there are realities that happen today and later and tomorrow and next year. I don't need to tell you how to create. You're master creators. I need to teach you how to use the law of attraction to talk to your subconscious to create the life that's worthy of you. Now, somebody should have said that's worth their mission right there. I don't have to teach you how to create. I have to teach you how to tell your subconscious mind, stay out my business unless my business is being what I want. Does that make sense? Okay, everybody receives that. I can move on. Because if I can move on from you, that means the people over the phone receive it too. Now, do me a favor. Look at the comments on Facebook, and if I have a question on there, let me know. And I'm sure Tempest will give you an attention, and she'll let you know. So, repeat one more time. I don't have to teach you how to create. You do that already. I have to teach you when you create, stop editing. If you keep your subconscious at a high level, then when your subconscious edits $1 million, it'll be somebody like, Book says we can have $1 million. Your subconscious said, that's too low. We go 10 million. That's a good subconscious. Book says, you deserve to be happy. Your subconscious says, no, happy is a responsibility. I don't deserve it. It's my God-given right. I was born happy, and anybody in my life is not going to make me unhappy, or they have to move. That's a healthy subconscious. But listen to me. Everything in your life right now has been edited through your subconscious. Everything. I want 6 figures by such and such date. As soon as you said that, your subconscious went, that's not going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? That's not going to happen. It's a good try. I'm going to let you try, but it's going to fail like all the other ones. Your subconscious said, I need some new friends. That's not going to happen. We don't like people. Hey, we need to go out and hang out a little more. That's not going to happen. I'm an introvert. Your subconscious edits all your information. So not only is all your information edited by people who are controlling your life, it's also edited by your subconscious. And remember, your entire reality is just this. It's just this, but this can be anything you want right now. Now, pay attention. You're not paying attention back there. The wave, which I'm going to explain a little bit, is an infinite possibility. Superposition is what that word is called in quantum physics. Superposition, one word. Superposition, that means that one particle is everywhere at the same time. There is an infinite amount of possibilities that you can get from one particle, but when your subconscious gets a hold of it, it collapses it to the thing you don't want. And we're going to break that down. This is using the law of attraction. Number two, not ready. You're not ready for number two. That's okay. What are you right now? So I can repeat it.
No, I had someone tell me that they had a hard time getting in, so I was directing them to the live
feed. Okay, no problem. Direct them to the live feed. Number two, take good notes for her as she directs somebody to the live feed. Thinking about something means you invite it in, even if you don't want it. Thinking about something means you invite it into your reality, even if you do not want it. Was that clear? Thinking about something invites it into your reality, even if you don't want it. Let's break this down in two different ways. Have you ever got the exact thing you didn't want? Remember I told you earlier, where your attention goes, that will become your reality. Where your effort, where your energy goes, where your thoughts goes, and you're always getting out of life your predominant thoughts. So if your subconscious mind has a limited thinking system that is dominant, then you're only ever going to get limited things, because if you ever get something of abundance, you'll think you're crazy. Here's what it looks like. As soon as you get something out of abundance, you immediately start telling yourself, this ain't going to last long. Come on, I wish I had some real folk in here. I'm just waiting for the bottom to fall out.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick.
Now, I know this ain't, I better save it. Okay, she said yes. I better save this. I better pull it off the cross. If $1,000 come in your account right now, you don't know where it came from. All of y'all go run it in, draw it out, for they take it out the next day. Is that about right? Because all of you understand that things happen, but your subconscious is filtering those things out. So reality does not exist until you make it exist. Write that down. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow doesn't exist until you make it exist. And tomorrow has an infinite possibilities. It has an infinite amount of possibilities that you can get because you haven't thought about it yet. But the moment you think about it, tomorrow's going to be a bad day, guess what you're going to get? Because you've collapsed the waveform of infinite possibility to one definite possibility. You had a question.
Oh, no.
Okay, good, good, good. So reality doesn't exist until you create it. And you are always the only person creating your reality. Now, all you guys are like to blame other people? Yes, I just smashed it all. Listen, I can't control the waveforms in your life. I can only control mine. I can't control yours. But they're not teaching you this in school. They're not teaching this in school. But this is quantum physics. You learn a Newtonian physics or classical physics. First law of motion, an object at rest will remain at rest. Third law of motion, every action has an opposite and equal reaction. All this is true science. I'm not saying it's not. But you're not learning this. But the people who know this are sending rockets to the moon and creating cell phones, and you're a customer and they're profiting. Now, you want to be a customer or you want to be an employer? Nothing wrong with being a customer. Just make sure you can be a customer without swiping your card and saying decline. Is that fair? Okay, great. So you can only create what's in your subconscious. Write that down. You're going to own that. I keep saying it over and over again in different ways. Guess what? Own it. Own it. Anybody familiar with Russell Simmons? Mm-hmm. Who is Russell Simmons?
Fat Farm,
Def Jam. He is a mighty entrepreneur. He is quoted by saying, "I don't do shh until I meditate." That's what he says, and that's the way he says it. I didn't say the word, but I inferred the word, so you can either get offended or say, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Either way, that's his quote. Why? Because he understands something that you don't. Meditation helps you to do one thing and one thing only. Big word, hemispheric synchronization. Okay, I'll write that down. Can everybody remember this particle? Great. I actually drew a pretty good particle, too. That was actually pretty good. Hemispheric. H-E-M-I. Synchronization. So I don't have to write it down. Everybody can spell it. If you can't spell it, don't worry about it. Put it on the paper the way you got it, because that ain't creating you. That's not stopping money from you. You don't have to learn how to spell to make money. Hemispheric synchronization. Deep meditation causes hemispheric synchronization. What do you think that means?
Synchronizes
means to help you become one with what? Okay, a byproduct is with your mind. The byproduct is you do become one with the world. I'm going to break it down in a second. It takes your left brain and your right brain and make them work as one instead of fight against each other. Now, this should be a blessing for somebody. This is a major blessing for somebody. Now, see, I stumbled across this by accident. I never knew. Now, I'm not sure if I was born this way. I'm not sure if my childhood made me do this. I'm not sure. But I write both with my left hand and my right hand. I have no idea why. I baseball with both my left hand and my right hand. When I play basketball, anything inside the three-pointer is shot with my left hand. All three-pointers are shot with my right hand. I have no idea why. I am an award-winning poet. And I'm also a very good mathematician. I am an extremely logical thinker, but I love Broadway plays and poetry. For whatever reason, I equally use both sides of my brain. I don't know how. I'm ambidextrous. When I take psychological tests, Myers-Briggs personality test, it always says subject is rare. He can, layman's terms, use left and right side of his brain in a couple of different categories. It is vital that you learn how to use both sides of your brain. Think about it. How can you dominate using half your brain? You're already not using all of it. Why would you want to use half of what you're already not using? Sometimes it's to tell you 5%, some will tell you 10%. So let's be nice. If you're only using 10% of your brain, why would you get out here in competition with other people, things, and places, and only use 5% of your brain? You want to use both sides of your brain. Meditation or prayer in spiritual circles, they're the same thing. We just call them different words because different schools of thoughts. Does that make sense? But this is, so if you think about it, or when you think about old folk, I tell you, I don't do anything until I pray to the Lord. But those old folk, whenever you need money, they always have it. Their life is together because they before they start their day, they started in a deep meditation for 20 to 25 minutes. They call it prayer. It doesn't matter what you call it. When you start your day off, synchronizing your two hemispheres, everything comes to you, and there's benefits from that I'm going to lay out for you. Go ahead.
Okay, so with the meditating,
uh-huh.
What is the best practice for that?
Okay, let's get into it right now. So here, let me first tell you what the left hemisphere does. Left hemisphere is generally more sequential, linear, logical, practical, mathematical, analytical, scientific, and time-oriented. So all of you say, I can never be on time, because you're operating your left brain. You just don't do it. You just don't do it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Okay. So I'll repeat those things again. Your left hemisphere makes you more sequential, more logical, more practical, more mathematical, analytical, scientific, time-oriented. People who know lots of languages are very left brain dominant. How many languages do I speak?
Five.
She's right. Five. I'm clearly, if you're not counting computer languages, then just stick with five. If you're counting computer languages, that's not even fair, right? The point is, train your left brain. Your right brain, more linear, intuitive. These are people with high levels of empathy. Abstract, big picture focused. Okay? Creative and space oriented. Have you ever met someone smart with no vision? That's a left-brained only person. Have you ever met a thinker who's not a doer?
Mm-hmm.
That's a right brain only person. Got all the big picture, but can't do the details for nothing. People you tell, kill the lights, and they literally try to take a gun and kill the lights. That's a left-brained person. Go ahead. Yes, the right hemisphere does this here. It is the most linear. It gives you, the most non-linear. It gives you intuition. It's the most intuitive. It gives you abstract thinking, poetry, anything abstract, you know, movies, all that stuff. Big picture focus, futuristic type thing, right? Big picture focus, creative, and space oriented. Musicians, I'll give you some space oriented. Space, like, man, there's a whole world out here. I like to be in the wilderness. Space oriented. Mathematicians ain't spending too much time in the wilderness. She says, no, sir. Unless they're like looking at how trees are growing at geometrical angles. But other than that, it's too, right? Now, prayer and meditation get both of your brains operating on one accord. Now, both the hemispheres of your brain, okay? You only have one brain. You need to be able to do both. Why? You need to be able to have a plan and then be able to execute it at the same time. You need to be able to see the big picture and build out small details so you can hand over to other people. You need to be able to be both creative and calm. Yeah, see what that just happened there? You need to be both hot-headed and cool-headed. Hot-headed towards your goals, cool-headed to be able to take when people can go off on you and you don't say nothing. Does this make sense? You need to be so right-brained that you can actually accept new ideas because you don't mind being creative and letting new information in instead of being so left-brained that this is what I know and this does not add up to what I'm adding up to and I shut down immediately. Because when you hold two different thoughts in your brain, two different neurons, it scientifically creates cognitive dissonance. That means neurologically you must be in frustration. And some of you guys, you spend your entire lives frustrated. How can you win frustrated? All right. So most people only use one of their hemispheres more than the other. Here is some stuff. The left brain does this. Good at math, detail-oriented, science skills. It's ruled by facts, reality-based, objective, analytical, logical. It reasons. It's sequential. It's practical. It's strategic. It loves order. It finds patterns. It's safe and cautious. Don't worry about writing all that down. You can actually Google what the left brain does. It also creates written and spoken language, left brain. The right brain, huge potential, sees the big picture. Some of you are dating people because you see the big picture in them. Nothing wrong with that unless you chronically keep dating people that only have potential and no kinetic energy. Intuitive, philosophical, spiritual, creative, musical, imaginative, uses feel, artistic, sees meaning. Some of you, every time you see something, it has this deeper meaning, and you're always talking on this deeper level, and you're like, oh, dude. And some of you actually like recreational drugs because it taps even far more into your creative thinking because of that reason. You're adventurous, carefree, symbols. Look, some of them just went, oh, Lord. Listen, we're doing a drug test tomorrow morning for my stat. No, I'm just joking. Spatial perception sees possibilities, okay? All that, you can Google that. What does all this mean? When you meditate, when you put both of your brains into one accord, what does this mean for you? Your mind will become more awakened. You might want to write this down. So just put when my brain is in harmony, and you can just write down the keywords I'm saying. Your mind will become more awakened, more focused, more deep, more powerful yet peaceful. Put both of those together. There's nothing worse than having a powerful mind that's unstable. You need me to repeat them? Okay, there's a question on Facebook for me. So when you finish writing notes after this section, get me that question. More focused, more deep, powerful, yet peaceful. By integrating both hemispheres, both of your minds work in sync, and you have better performance, better memory, better intellect. Have you ever met someone, they told you their name, and the moment you drop that handshake, you forgot their name? You are not operating in both your minds. Yeah. Just the creative space, just the right hemisphere. Because the moment you shook their hand, you went all the way to the end of the conversation. Mm-hmm. That's someone only operating in their right brain. You'll begin, watch this here. Hold on, before you go get the question, write this next part down. You have a limited supply of thoughts. You'll have far less limited supply of thoughts. Limitless is what I said. I just didn't enunciate correctly. An unlimited supply of thoughts. You'll be less angry. Have less anxiety. You can literally cure depression with your mind on one accord. Clinically, that's been clinically proven. You can cure addiction. This is why you find a lot of meditators who are not on drugs. The meditation is a drug. The brain functions at such a high level of frequency. Meditation is equivalent to what exercise is to the body. What meditation is to the mind, exercise is to the body. The stronger the body, the more the workout. The stronger the mind, the more the meditation. This is why meditation is so important. So if you are familiar with meditation and you used to do it and you stop doing it, shame on you. You're actually destroying your...